This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So we are going to America now, where a big event is that of a debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, which is happening today. You'd know that the elections are happening in November in the U.S., in the United States. So, so we are told as well that Trump will get the final word of the night, while, Mr. Biden or Biden got to choose whether he wanted to the podium on the right or on the left-hand side. The microphones will be muted except when it's their turn to speak. So, you see, they pay attention to small details as well. I mean, I don't know whether being on the left or the right, improves your chances of appealing to the electorate or not. But Johanna LeBlanc is National Security Law and Foreign Policy Expert based in Washington, D.C. Hello, Johanna. How are you?
I am excellent. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. So you know that in Africa, we refer to you as Johanna, right? Johanna, give me hope.
I'll take that as well.
So, I mean, I didn't know that, the debate includes such details of choosing whether you want to be on the left or the right. I mean, really? Does that make any difference?
Well, I think that it's a matter of campaign strategy.
Yeah.
And it's also a matter of preference. As you know, going into the campaign, going into these types of debates, the candidates have a great deal of team that are experts and that have been doing this work for decades and that understand the science. So there's a science behind it as well. So I'm confident that the reason why certain things happen, it's not just because. There's a reason behind it. Now, that's not my area of expertise, but one thing I do know is that they do have communications experts on their team who are supporting them to ensure that they make the right decision and they're able to convey their message to the American people in a way that is conducive to the people who are listening.
Is there an interest in this debate, though? Because I remember at some point, I mean, even some of us who are in South Africa, we would, stay on late into the night waiting for the debate between, candidates the president and then somebody who aspires to be in that particular position. But of late, some of us are like, I'll watch the clips on CNN just to get a sense of what the issue is all about. In America, is there an appetite for this debate?
Before President Trump became president, usually the American public was not interested in a debate, probably towards the end of the process. Mm. And we saw that when President Trump ran in 2016, for the very first time in American history, the American public was interested in the primary debate. Mm. And it is because that Mr. Trump, regardless of your position as it relates to his policies, right, he brought a level of humor and to the debate that had never been seen before, and he also spoke in a way that the average American understood. And some will say that he spoke like your drunk uncle at a barbecue and said anything that was on his mind, which the American public was not accustomed to. American public was more accustomed to politicians being politically correct. And so you had a candidate who was not politically correct, right? So I think that Mr. Trump, his involvement in the process has certainly made more and more Americans interested in watching some of these debates. But tonight's debate is one that is unprecedented for a number of reasons. One is that it is the very first time in American history where you have a former president debating with a sitting president, which makes it unprecedented.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, my pedestrian analysis, and this is just, an analysis from some guy in South Africa, is that Trump would want to entrench himself with his supporters and play that victim card type of a situation. And then on the other hand, you'll have a Joe Biden who would say things have gotten much, much better for the economy and all of that. But at the same time, he would want to try and explain America's position with regards to, you know, especially the Middle East conflict between Israel and Palestine. Are those some of the issues that you think, you know, could be, you know, intentioned around here in as far as these two candidates are concerned?
I think you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely 100% correct. And we've seen Mr. Trump. He has already done this. He has you know, told the American people that the indictment and the convictions are all a witch hunt against him because he is the candidate for the presidency, and that the Democrats are trying to stop him. They're using the courts to stop him from running for the presidency. And his base also supports that narrative, the MAGA base, regardless of what Trump has been accused of, charged or convicted of. The base maintains that Mr. is merely being singled out because he's running for the presidency. And in fact, after the indictment, after the recent conviction, Mr. Trump saw a significant increase in fundraising. So he's definitely going to leverage that tonight and make sure he further conveys that to the American people. And Mr. Biden is certainly going to tell the American people, look, do you want a criminal, a convicted criminal, as your president? And Mr. Biden is going to go back to Mr. Trump's past record, and Mr. Biden's going to say Trump's domestic record was not to the benefit of the American people. And of course, Mr. Biden is going to play on a strong economy that he has, and he's going to talk about the Republican Party's stance on abortion. But what I will caution Mr. Biden is when it comes to abortion, while it is an issue that the women are concerned about, American people are concerned about, but the American people and women are also concerned about the cost of living.
Yeah.
I mean, you have an increased number of people who can't afford housing, who are working 2-3 jobs, who can't afford housing. You have people who can't buy, the cost of butter and milk and bread has gone up in this country. So there are some severe economic issues. So, in addition to the abortion issue, I hope that Mr. Biden will talk to what the Democratic Party has done to make the lives of Americans better in this country. Because when you ask the average voter in this country, they will tell you, some will tell you, they feel as though they were better off under a Trump presidency than Biden presidency. And that's the honest truth.
Yeah, I'm sure also, you know, people that would be watching this very carefully would be Benjamin Netanyahu, the Palestinians, as well as, countries in the Middle East, particularly those that are, you know, fretting over this war between Palestine and Israel. You know, your Qatar, your Egypt, and many others that are having an interest in this particular issue as well.
Absolutely. I certainly expect that the conflict between Israel and Gaza to come up during this debate. But the reality is that when it comes to U.S. and Israel relations, Republicans and Democrats have always had the same stance on this issue. The unfortunate thing for Mr. Biden is that he is the president during the conflict, right? Because if Mr. Trump were the president of the United States at this time, he would have handled the situation in the same manner. Washington typically agrees on its position regarding Israel related matters. So that's a fact. But Mr. Biden, unfortunately, is having some issues domestically. And this is the first time since the Vietnam War where a foreign policy decision is going to have an impact on the presidential election, because ordinarily Americans focus more on domestic matters than foreign policy. You have a number of young people, Gen Z, millennials, and progressives who are not happy with the United States stance when it comes to the issue in between the Gaza and Israel.
Got you. Thank you so much, ma'am. We really appreciate your time and your availability. We really appreciate your insights as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Joanna LeBlanc there, National Security Law and Foreign Policy Expert, who's based in Washington, D.C.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.